This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. World leaders, along with hundreds of veterans, are marking the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion in Normandy, France. As the sun rose over Omaha Beach, there was a moment of silence for the fallen, followed by taps. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
June 6, 1944, Operation Overlord, the massive Allied land and sea invasion of the French coast that began Nazi Germany's downfall and helped end World War II a year later. To the Americans that fought there.
You are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live.
Speaking near Omaha Beach, the president called them the pride of the nation. French leader Emmanuel Macron said his nation thanks them and the other Allied troops who broke Hitler's hold on France.
We know what we owe to you, veterans, our freedom.
I'm Sagar Magani.
The African Union says it has suspended Sudan from all activities until a civilian-led government is formed. The AU Peace and Security Council announced the suspension Thursday as protest leaders in Sudan rejected an offer from the ruling military council to negotiate the country's political future. The protest leaders said the call for talks is insincere following this week's deadly crackdown on demonstrators in Khartoum, which witnesses blamed on the militia known as the Rapid Support Forces. Denmark's Prime Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen has resigned after the opposition Social Democrats won the most seats in the country's elections. The Social Democrats got about 26% of votes to lead all parties. From Washington, this is VOA News. AP's Jack.